Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know all that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? It's still not too late for Usher to undiscover Justin Bieber. Welcome to a Super Bowl 58 edition of Sorry We Love Football, the only show that actively hates the sport that it covers. I'm your host and Sao Paulo Eagles fan, Daniel Hartigan. That's right, baby. The NFL is headed to Brazil. Whoa. And my team is the face of the entire country. With us, as always, actual Chiefs fan, Danny Solomon. Danny, be honest. Are you or have you ever been a member of the tortured poets department?
I am now. God, I love Taylor Swift. Before the AFC Championship game, I watched the entire three-hour Eras Tour concert film. I paid $16.89 for it.
$89?
It was discounted from $19.89.
Oh, my God.
You know how she does things. And huge fan, and she is going to propel this team to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I know you haven't introduced me yet, but there is, well, I just think Danny's bringing up a very important point. There's a lot of talk about how many NFL fans Taylor has created, but I don't think we talk a lot about how many Taylor fans the NFL has created.
Absolutely.
Well, it's more specifically, Chiefs.
It's a beautiful synergy of fan bases, and now you can go to the Midwest, see a bunch of, you know, fat motorized scooter around Walmart driving people.
Okay.
Listening to the Midnights album.
Okay. Hey, with us as always, Commanders fan Jamel Johnson. Jamel, your team has a new head coach.
Yay!
Congrats. Woo!
Who is it, Quinn?
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's definitely going to go well. Everybody at home's wearing their hats backwards already. It's going
to
be great.
A piece of Dan Quinn. Every team needs to get their taste.
We hired a guy who was an assistant coach in Little Giants to be the coach of the real football team.
It looks like it.
And you got the K-man, Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, Jesus.
And the Little Christ. Giants won.
What? That's true. That's a good point.
His dad in the end zone.
Stop sending men who want to have sex with white women to Ashburn, Virginia to coach football. Learn your fucking lesson. Jay Gruden wasn't enough. Jay Gruden wasn't enough.
I think they show Dan Quinn Real Housewives of Potomac, and he gets one look at those green eye bandits.
Oh, I'm not talking about Dan Quinn.
Oh, you're talking about Cliffy.
I'm talking about Cliff.
Yeah. Okay, well, Cliff, look at, holler at Robin Dixon.
Hey, returning to the show for our annual Super Bowl extravaganza, we got Colts fan Megan Gailey. And a man without a team, CJ Toledano. Yeah, what's
like
up?
I love the Colts.
You love the Colts now? Right. Come on. Yeah.
Okay. Why is everyone laughing?
You have a hat that says Monday Night Football, no team on it.
Miller Lite. Yeah, Miller Lite's the team. How many years is this now?
This is five.
Five.
I believe five years. How is this possible?
A grand tradition.
And I know less about football now.
I feel like I know a little less about football at this point,
we
too.
We made a football show together.
You talked so much about how I needed to be into the mic, and now you're the least into the mic.
That's talking about CJ was
like
saying.
Around.
CJ was saying pre-pod, that's what's cool. Yeah. It's cool to hang back, not sing.
CJ and I are sharing a mic, and I was given a lot of instructions, and I'm doing it correctly.
It's
and
called
you're
four
rocking.
Men
you're not even in it right now.
A woman.
Okay.
Are you guys headed to Vegas for the game? Where are you watching the game? How is this happening?
Everyone is invited to our home.
Yes.
Listeners included.
Yeah, we are throwing a Super Bowl party. We have three different screens.
I ordered shoe covers.
Yep. We may even have to open up a fourth screen because we're really trying to find a screen that can have Bluey on it for children.
But it's right next to stairs. So we're afraid of all the children.
It's right next to the stairs.
They don't wanna, and they should be at the least stared screen.
Well, then we also have an outdoor TV, but we have a massive coyote problem. Yeah. Uh-huh. So the children.
Like the coyotes are big or it's a lot of
Niners
them?
Fans. Oh,
the coyotes are like. The coyotes have been trained to come to our backyard to meet.
It's because y'all are leaving Domino's boxes out all the fucking time.
That's true. That is true.
There was an NFL player who was attacked by a coyote this week.
That's
you
right.
Said that.
Ooh, yeah, I
so,
did.
So, yeah, we still unidentified?
Unidentified player. We don't know who it was.
Russell Wilson.
You think our 1.5-year-old couldn't survive a coyote attack then?
I mean,
honestly,
you know.
No. Yeah, I don't think. I think he why has some trouble.
Why wouldn't they say who it is? Because it's someone they want to trade. Like, it's someone who is in free agency.
Possibly, yeah. It could be a player that's playing, and then people don't want to tilt the lines one way or another. If you knew that Dre Greenlaw got half his face bit off.
Yeah, he shows up with his arm.
that happened in an AFC championship game with the Colts. One of the Colts players had gotten stabbed in the leg by his wife. But everybody knew, and then we lost the game because of that.
Mm. I'm surprised you guys didn't have a Pro Bowl party, actually, for Gardner Minshew.
Well, sadly, we did watch precision passing with our baby.
Huh? I watched it all. It's good. It's better than all of football.
It's better than the game game used to be.
Well,
I guess you'll get into it.
Yeah, I think Jamal has a Pro Bowl segment. So let's talk about
segment.
Usually we talk about what we
segment is such a loose
Jamal has a very well-prepared
football dissection, front to back,
investigative, journalistic, deep dive.
Orlovsky-esque.
Like a fucking bodysuit, front to back.
Usually we start the show talking about what we hated about watching football the previous week. There really wasn't football, so we're going to start by talking about what we hated about not having football. But Jamal has a zag. Hit us.
I mean, I hate that you guys don't respect the Pro Bowl. We did have football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had something better than football. It's called the Pro Bowl Games, live from Orlando, Florida.
Yep.
Imagine if all of your favorite football players didn't give a shit that their team sucked and they went out there and they got to have fun and wear little cute bucking hats and tie them up tight like they were babies at the beach. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun, man. It's like almost football. Nobody gets hurt. They're playing tug of war. People are jumping in foam pits.
Wives are there.
Wives
babies are there.
Yeah. Babies are there.
Wives are on the sideline. Kids are on the sideline.
The Mannings are doing full shifts.
they're like, taking it serious.
Eli's doing sketches. Like, what's going on?
He's trying to be funny.
It's a goddamn blast. When's the last time you've seen Stephon Diggs smile?
That was the last time
exactly.
I can remember. Yeah.
Exactly.
His nephew was trying to fight Sauce Gardner.
Oh, that's right.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he was the star of Hard Knocks one season, right?
Hey, football kids,
regular season.
What is it going to take for football kids to calm down? And like, they're always trying to like fight the biggest friend of the family.
Is a football kid show? But then now that you're talking about the wives on the sideline, it's like, you know, we have WAGs, but it's like I would be interested in just a 24-hour wife cam at the Pro Bowl.
Cool.
Yeah,
Pro Bowl wife cam is
big.
Well,
because you know that I have been to a Pro Bowl.
All right.
Oh, multiple, right?
I mean, one of the most known fests I could think of.
That's why she gets brought up on stage.
No shit.
I've been to one Pro Bowl.
In Hawaii?
No, Orlando.
I thought it was a real
Orlando
one.
Orlando pre-Vegas and all the other, like.
I can tell you all of the fans that go to it are like the guys that work at the grocery store. They're like, something's up.
They have a great time.
They're having a fucking ball out
there.
They're
having the best time, and you go, you know what? These Jets fans deserve to ride on an airplane with a sticker, too.
Come on. Coaches got Hawaiian shirts on. They
bucket
should
hats.
Listen, keep it in Orlando, but bring back the Hawaiian shirts.
And
that's the
hats.
Only thing they have to change. Obviously, bucket hats. What are you saying? I own the most Pro Bowl bucket
that's
hats of anyone.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. That's how I know you.
And that's how what we know about you.
The bucket hats are crazy. How come we don't take those bucket hats and move them into other things?
You know what I think the problem is? More people's heads are bigger than they thought when they made the bucket hats.
It is
right.
You got
three guys on this show who don't even look good in bucket hats.
I try a bucket hat every
I have
weeks.
12 and I can't wear them.
I have a Pro Bowl bucket hat that I can't fit into, so I didn't bring it today.
Next year we'll do Pro Bowl and Super Bowl show.
Maybe
with
you,
bucket hats.
Maybe you guys need to get like those umbrella hats.
Bro, one
Pro
of the
Pro Bowl umbrella hat.
Like Bill Murray.
I just remember one of the Pro Bowl games was just them playing Madden.
Yeah.
That was one of the competitions.
I love that. I actually want to know who's better than who at Madden.
Come on, they had a whole thing. It was the one thing that didn't get aired.
I want them to look at a butt and have to tell us if it's real or BBL.
Ooh.
Because that's like a Football players need to be able to do that.
We they have just, that skill. They should have that skill.
Yeah. I have that skill. You look at the arms.
That'd be like the, oh. It's like the shade room challenge. Would be the,
okay.
We should just.
Butt real or not.
We should have them play after midnight.
Yeah. Yes.
Essentially.
Right as well. Yeah. That's where it's headed.
Danny, what'd you hate about not having football?
I'll make this quick because we have five people with opinions here. So I just hate Media Week. I'll just say that. It's such a slog and it's so stupid and the dumb questions that I don't even want to talk about it. That's how boring it is. And it feels this year, it feels exactly like Trump versus Biden. We just did this 4 years ago. Yeah. Everyone knows what's going to happen. So can we just skip it? Can we just skip the bowl? I'm ready to vote and have the Super Bowl right now. Like, let's just knock it all out in one day. The lead up is the worst part.
I actually think you've brought up a really good idea. Danny, I'm really on your side today. People have been lobbying, actually just one alcoholic I know in Chicago, for the day after the Super Bowl to be a national holiday.
Yes.
But I think we could combine that. People have also been lobbying for the day that we vote, Election Day being a national holiday. Let's just put the day after the Super Bowl as Election Day. Yes. You get the day off work. You're hungover. You have to do one thing.
It makes so much sense.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so good. So because then the ultimate last final push ad campaigns are during the Super Bowl.
Oh,
your mind's
man.
Not made up. You're Ken Bone. No. You're watching the Super Bowl. And now you're going to decide.
Did you hear what you just said? The ads are all the Super Bowl ads?
Yes.
Now Doritos is like.
I love it. Bring back all these celebs. Yeah. Oh,
Joe Biden is on a Doritos ad now.
No way.
Yes.
No.
Son. Is he?
No, I mean, he should be in this,
scenario we're creating. Yeah. He would be in the Doritos.
Yeah, Dark Brandon is eating the new spicy chili.
Well, the only thing I found out about Media Week is Kyle Shanahan has a really dark soul. I think there's something bad going on behind his eyes. He's the coach of the Niners, and he just seems so...
We wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Former commander's assistant. We can just go through his bio.
Oh, my God. Well... He just seems so tired and upset all the time, and he's lost a few Super Bowls now, one as, you know, a coordinator, but one as a head coach.
And some NFC championship games, a good handful.
But, like, it's well documented that being a coach's child is a cursed fate.
Good point, because I was going to say Andy Reid, happy soul, joyous.
No. Yeah.
No? What?
His children?
Okay, well, the curse was passed down.
Have the curse. His kids have the curse. Yeah. It's like Fall of the House of Usher.
Yes.
But so Kyle is the child. Right. And so, he is best case scenario of like, okay, you're kind of like attractive and you get to be an NFL coach just like your papa. But now you're saying he's still sad. And he's
so sad.
He's best case Nepo baby.
Yeah.
He really is. What really upset me about him is he always goes on about how Lil Wayne's like his favorite rapper ever. He named his kid after Lil Wayne.
What do you name his kid? Lil Wayne?
Wayne.
Wayne Jr.
And he says the Carter 2 is his favorite album. He had a reporter at Media Week ask him what his favorite song off the Carter 2 was. He said, "Let the Beat Build," which is not on the Carter 2.
That's Carter 3.
Come on, man.
That's loser mentality.
Yeah.
You're expecting this guy to master his own playbook?
I don't know.
God, can you imagine if he answered it right? If he said the walk-in his favorite?
Then I would have bet all my money on the Niners.
You know what else I don't like about Media Week? Too many kid reporters.
There was at least the one. Yeah, nobody needs that.
Too many children reporters.
Well, and like it's gotten to the point where when I see a kid reporter, I go, is it a kid or is it a little man?
Oh yeah.
And so now I'm taking myself out of it. I go, is that just a 40-year-old?
They should get Natalia Grace to.
We just learned about Natalia Grace because we watched an NBA game too long.
Yeah.
And
Natalia Grace, like a very off-brand doc came on after a Lakers game.
Look, evil kids are having a resurgence. Her and Gypsy Rose.
They're not evil. But she was
Natalia's not evil. Gypsy Rose is not evil.
It's on the fence.
That was the spoiler alert. When we had a friend who knew the story watching us go, we hate this adult. Screw this person. Turn it off. And then he's like, keep watching. And then it's revealed that he's a child.
God. That family was in Indianapolis, and I guarantee Colts fans.
Go Colts. Gardner.
They should have worked that in a little bit more.
Natalia Grace for sure has a luck jersey.
Was happy when Anthony Richardson got hurt so she could use that white country singer be a QB.
Don't demean Gardner Minshew like that.
He's
Pro Bowl quarterback.
That last play, though, more his fault than the receivers. Anyways.
Ooh. And this is coming from a genuine Colts fan.
Yeah. That's true.
Colts fan since I was a baby.
Genuine Colts fan who's only a Colts fan because he's mostly afraid of his wife.
Well, but I loved my wife since I was a baby. So thus, I've been a Colts fan since I was a baby.
CJ or Megan, what do you guys hate about not having football? Who wants to go first?
I hated that Patrick Mahomes Sr. got arrested for a DWI in Texas, which it's like, if you're Patrick Mahomes Sr. and you're, listen, I know some people from Texas, you got to try really hard to get arrested.
Especially for a DWI.
For a DWI.
Yeah.
And especially when you're Patrick Mahomes Sr. and your son built the Texas Tech Stadium. Like, so I just want all these dads, because, you know, I see Patrick Mahomes Sr. I go, I see a lot of my dad in him, you know, and I just want the dads to be
also
happy.
Called a Dewey in Texas one time.
No, he probably got off my dad's white.
Yeah,
white dad.
True. Yeah.
And it's white. A Dwight.
So I just want the dads, Jaws dad, all the sports dads. You don't see the moms getting in trouble. Can the dads just go to strip clubs, get Ubers, spend their son's money in peace like Christians?
Damn.
Yeah.
Was LeBron's mom the only mom to get in trouble?
She didn't even get in trouble.
She didn't even get in trouble. It was just one security video of her kind of being drunk.
I don't remember that. I thought you were referring to something else.
I thought you were too. I thought you meant in trouble with.
Oh, I know.
Which is, that was fine too.
Yeah, she's a grown person.
Yeah, also not that bad.
Awesome.
Zach Wilson's mom did the same shit, right?
That was Zach Wilson's mom's friend. Yeah. And kudos to them.
Zach Wilson's mom was fucking something, too. We don't know about that.
Oh, absolutely. That as a kid.
Well, you learn that behavior.
Well, because when you saw all the moms, you go, all these moms are hot. Yeah. You know, like, I bet Aaron Rodgers was like, listen, if I liked women, I'd be into you.
Damn. You just reminded me how bad this Cliff Kingsbury thing's going to go.
Oh,
it's going to be real bad.
I was at the Niners hotel the night before the NFC Championship game against the Rams.
Go on.
And Nick Bosa's mom was going crazy. I'm talking ripping shots, standing on tables, yelling.
What does she look like?
She looks like Nick Bosa.
She looks like a really, yeah, right. Like
for
the
real.
Mommy Bosa?
Yeah.
The prettiest woman in QAnon.
Exactly. That is a perfect description. And so I think she has some Patrick Mahomes Sr. stuff around the corner. Potentially, especially being in Vegas, like anything in the next couple days,
Vegas
it can
is
happen.
Yeah, it's not going to be good for a lot of
getting
folks.
To that. CJ, what'd you hate about not having football?
I hate in general small talk, and so Super Bowl small talk. Just like, oh, so who do you want to win? Just two people who didn't watch a second of football, just like
trying to get
hands in their pocket, just waiting for whatever the hell it is. So who do you want? It's like who gives a shit? Yeah.
You don't have to pretend to care.
What kind of dish are you bringing to the thing? I hate small talk in general. So
I love small talk. Love it.
You love small, medium, big talk. You love extra large talk.
I love talking, but I know how to do. You got to lead and go. Oh my God, are you excited for Usher? You can't. go right to the game.
Shut your ass up.
Dip a toe
all
in.
Excited.
Who do you think? You know, you gotta meet the small talker where they're at. You're trying to
listen
X's
to all that
and O's
work.
With a checkout lady.
You don't know him. You don't know him. That yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know you. I'm leaving.
Usher's universal. Let it burn.
So, Usher is universal.
He is.
Isn't
he?
He's very friendly to all ages and races.
More universal than Rihanna. Rihanna last year.
Yes, because he's a
pregnant
man.
On the Lego boxes. Right. Even more so.
Lego boxes.
I've been going to cooking school, and there is a guy in the class who's very annoying, and he basically joined the class, I think, to meet girls. Because it's just, we're the only two dudes in the class, and then there's a bunch of ladies. And it's not working. He's a real zero. But he found out early that I was a Chiefs fan, and he doesn't know anything about football at all. So every time I come into that class, he just hits me with a, Chiefs, huh?
Yeah.
It's good. I just want to rip his face
off. Exactly.
I just hate this guy. I hate him so much. And I have to do the heavy lifting from then on.
He's been
I have to be like, yeah, the playoffs.
He's our biggest fan.
Chiefs, huh?
I think he knows I hate him, too. So now he's like trying to work harder.
What kind of dishes is he cranking out?
Oh, he sucks. He's not good at that.
Yeah, he's not
bad
even making
hook
dishes.
And bad personality.
Dry fish. A really bad looking tart. Nowhere near what my tart was.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's move on to the worst storyline of the Super Bowl. I'm just going to kick it off and say Vegas, just because we kind of teased it. I think Jamel and I were talking the other day, and Jamel was arguing that Vegas is back, and this is the best Vegas has been since, like, its heyday in
since
the 60s.
Since the mob was running
when the
around.
Fucking Rat Pack were running around.
Since Meyer Lansky was out there, or mm-hmm. whatever the fuck, man.
I don't know.
Bugsy?
That's Bugsy Siegel's.
All of, I mean, yeah. I think the influx of crazies that come into a city and kind of take over at every Super Bowl city is kind of what you expect, but that's built in to Vegas. That's what Vegas is every day, every weekend. So it's like pouring gasoline onto like a tire fire, and I don't think it's going to end well. I think something really crazy is going to happen this week, and I don't like it. Guys are already getting DUIs. I know that was in Texas, but I'm going to connect it to Vegas.
He was probably driving to Vegas. Yeah.
He was on the way to Vegas. The Luxor is a giant Dorito. Yeah. Have you, I don't know if you, CJ.
I've seen it.
The Cheetah, the New York Bridge is a giant Cheeto. Yeah. The Niners practice facility is like a bog. They can't apparently even like walk around in it.
They're already whining. I'm so tired of the 40 whiners.
Remember when the NFL was against gambling? Now we're just in Vegas. It's a complete 180.
I'm so mad at California for not just legalizing gambling. I still have nowhere to go with my Chiefs money line bet.
Right. You have to go to like Sean Green's bookie or something.
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Just don't want to. I don't need a middleman. I want to go direct.
I am CJ's mother lives in Vegas. We go often.
Huge Raiders fan.
We go often. Vegas has never been worse. It's actually. I've done a lot of stand up there, unfortunately, over the last few years. And I'm getting in there. I'm asking the questions. And they said. So basically, they needed to reopen post pandemic, like earlier than anyone else, because they were like, we need money. Yeah. So they like dropped the prices on all the hotels. And they said people came and behaved like animals, ripped things off the walls, wiping feces places. Oh. They were like, we would have been better off to stay closed than to let these animals back in.
I do remember seeing a video of a guy like throwing a TV out of
a
No, I wouldn't say if you MGM went Grand. During that time, you would have found a severed head in your closet. Like, and they're like, oh, my bad. You don't have to tip me. You don't have to tip me. Like, the thing is, like, it's fine to go ironically, but, like, Vegas was legitimately good before. Like, it's surprised. Like, we have a nice dinner.
Yeah.
A nice show. Now it's, like, Skid Row more lit up.
O.J. Simpson is closer than ever to attending a Super Bowl post
he's gotta go.
Post-trial. He's like, welcome there. That's like his second home, it feels like.
Of course.
He was in jail for 30 years there.
Yeah, all of his friends are there. This Vegas thing, I think it's kind of been under-discussed as like this location and where you're just bringing a bunch of NFL fans into one place. It's bad.
It's bad definitely for Super Bowl weekend. I will say if you go on a more mellow weekend, I think I liked my wild card weekend experience. Nobody really cares that much. But they are trying to crack down on the performers on the bridges and stuff because I think they want to. I think they've caught the rat hole vibes and are trying to clean it up.
I say let the artists art. You know, I'm not against the performers. I'm against a drunk mom from Tennessee whipping a tampon around her head because she's got a babysitter at home with her kids.
In casinos, cutting corners and all that. Allegiant's great, though. Allegiant's a great stadium.
If you ever wanted to know what it was like for Moses to walk through the desert for 40 years, walk from the Luxor to Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah.
It's about a 3.5-mile walk you can do all indoors.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And you will lose your mind.
Excalibur through.
You can walk through them all and your brain will turn into The Shining on the way and you will make it.
You've been in that mall?
Yeah, I've been in that
mall.
Wow. I've been to Nathan's Hot Dogs in that mall.
Yeah.
Danny, worst storyline of the Super Bowl.
Have we started the game yet?
We have.
Right now.
Just said the word Vegas and just let us talk.
It is a bad storyline. So I've got two. I'll just go to the one I was going to do second because it's already been brought up. Mahomes' dad's DUI. Here's how I feel about it. Pat loves Silky P, but that's not, for all intents and purposes, not really his dad. LaTroy Hawkins, his godfather, is kind of the mentor. Silky P, more of a mascot, I feel like. He loves his dad, but he's not learning his life lessons from his father. And everybody loves making fun of Mahomes' family, which I don't like, but don't all the best people come from fucked up families? Isn't Fair. That where you get Ooh. Greatness from? I think I've discussed this before. Michael Jordan's dad was killed by loan sharks. Oh, boy. This is
did the, not see
it.
It
made
that.
Him great.
CJ knew that.
Oh, it's in a Michael Jordan baby book that our child has.
What?
Yeah, there's a pic. There's Stop. An illustration. There is an verse. Illustration no. of no. Michael Jordan in a cemetery.
Oh wow! I thought you were gonna say it's like the car, the Lincoln that was parked
they
on
don't
the, that
give
they
the
found.
Reason. They don't give the reason, but it's like, oh, okay. Well, well now we're back to the Bulls.
But that's good. I don't have to talk to Conrad about that ever. Because it's
yeah, yeah. Let the people at Smith & Schuster deal yeah. with that. Smith & Schuster?
Simon Schuster.
All right, I was thinking of Juju yeah. Smith-Schuster.
Yeah. And like Smith & Wolinski.
Yeah, yeah all the so many publication. Too many hyphens company. Out there. And then my second one is Kadarius Toney, the Instagram rant. Yeah, he's claiming it's AI. He said he,
what?
Yeah, he decided on it's AI and they cut it
yep.
with AI and it's all it got fucked up. He was actually talking about the Giants. He wasn't talking about it. Look, he's not going to play. So it doesn't matter. He's not imagine like if our pal OJ Simpson was talking on Instagram about the Chiefs. That's the level of involvement with the team he now has.
Gosh.
So let's not worry about it.
Him saying it was AI is now my favorite Super Bowl storyline.
it's so good.
I mean, yeah. He's trying to get another contract, so he's saying he's not injured because he knows he's gone after the season. Andy Reid's saying, like, oh, he might play. He's, like, kind of teasing it a little. This is what Andy Reid does to players he's mad at. He kind of like says, you know, there's a chance, blah, 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 I might play this guy, feeds them that information just so it's more disappointing when he benches them on Super
but
Bowl
if
Sunday.
If he plays, he will score.
Look, if he plays, he's scoring a receiving and a return touchdown.
That is
kind of might need that, right?
But no, I think we're good.
Okay.
Wow.
Screw, I mean, Confident. He's talking, he, unless it really was AI, fuck him. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know how it could be AI.
This is
There's
all AI,
I've
Danny.
Seen I've seen enough. I mean, Mission Impossible movies. The guy's wearing Whoa. Crazy faces and stuff. Who knows what could happen?
Sometimes I think CJ's AI.
Yeah,
we could all be AI right now.
No bullshit. Sometimes we'll be hanging out.
But thanks for being my friend.
Hey, no problem, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sort of suspicious you're a robot, but we'll hang out.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I still fuck with you, bro. I just. You know. I got questions.
Megan programs me, so technically.
No.
What do you want me to do?
It's called having a wife.
Yeah. Megan, worst storyline of the Super Bowl.
I'm obviously like we've confirmed that the plane can get there in time. You know, so it's like I'm a little over that, but like it's
she'll
just,
be there
just because everyone weighed in. I really don't like this 2020. It now it's happening again in 2024 because the 2020 Super Bowl was like the end of the world.
Mm. Yeah, it was the last thing.
We had a party. Shakira and J-Lo had an Ooh. Incredible performance. Mm.
And I cried.
I still watch it once a month and cry.
Damn, won some money off the butt cleavage.
Oh.
Yeah, and obviously I was all over Shakira yeah. being the – just kind of the standout of the entire day. Wow. I think that aged well.
If
yeah.
J-Lo was going to show ass.
We talked about it on the show.
There was there was like a limit. There was like a third of a crack counted.
Yeah,
grabbable ass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and then you know the Trump versus Biden. Like the it's one boring to me that we're doing this again, and it's also a little bit PTSD of like, oh no, what's gonna happen in March now? Ooh.
Any predictions, Danny?
I mean, when the dust settles on this game, I think we'll have a clearer view of where the world is going.
And I decided I'm not going to believe in this next disease.
Whatever comes next. I'm kind of in.
I'm going to see what that side is like, okay?
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going that style. You know, make it more fun. I was bored listening to everything.
Well, yeah,
well, you're AI. Now you can't get
the CDC.
Yeah.
They yeah. still have a CD's nuts. Remember? that was like the argument for some people. On
Why
that.
Are they so good? Yeah. Why are they so funny?
That was I want to be on the funny side.
Yeah, I know. We're so serious about everything.
Fauci. That's just fun to say it that way.
Next disease. Let's Fauci. All post up. Let's go Midwest. Let's go to Missouri and just camp out.
Yeah. Honestly.
Thank you
it's
for the
not
drop.
A bad idea.
Me and Kyle know some spots.
It's go to Iowa, man. Caitlin Clark's still out there.
We can go to my parents' house in Indiana.
It'll be the new Austin. We'll call it New Austin.
New Austin. You're just going to put set a flag like in. A flag in there.
Brand new Austin, new baby. Austin.
Oh, my yeah. God.
I just got into Moon Tower 3.
Yes.
Moon Tower
3? Yeah. Is Indy hosting a World Cup game?
I don't know.
No, they're not. See, I like, checked it. No, they're not.
I feel like you're officially...
Disgusting that Kansas City got one. What the fuck?
We are a third-tier city.
Which is,
and I think that's good. I think that's a step up.
And I'm happy for you guys. Indianapolis ranks above Kansas City. Like
I just don't.
Down.
I mean, we're winning all these Super Bowls. We got Taylor Swift. Like we are the epicenter of pop culture
those
sports.
Are not anything that have to do with this. Those are outside factors that happen to be like related to the city. You guys are. We're hosting the NBA All-Star Game. Mm. We have the largest spectator sport event in the world once a year.
The combine.
I like this KC versus Indy kind of budding rivalry going on here.
We've been asking for 5 years to get more engagement from our fans. KC versus Indy. Give it to us.
Is we all live here.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, well, we all moved the moment we could. Yeah. The moment we had $1,000 in our bank account, we left town.
CJ, worst storyline in the Super Bowl.
I think the worst storyline is Chiefs versus Niners.
Yep.
I mean, no, I really wanted the Lions or Ravens. But the thing is, I didn't want them to play each other.
Yeah.
Because I wanted one of them to win and be like, ooh, I love the Rocky movies, underdogs.
And now it feels like two bad guys. Kind
not
of.
Bad guys. It honestly, is. I'm choosing the Chiefs. Bad. I want to root for the Chiefs because I like my Chiefs friends more. I actually
like that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I mean, look,
now I'm like, what Niners friends do I
don't
have?
Know that you do have any.
Really
have,
yeah.
Nobody has any.
Yeah.
Wow. No one likes Niners fans. They're unlikable.
There were
fireworks. Which is back on the show. That's my friend.
I like Emily Maya Mills.
Yeah, and she's
a Rams fan.
Yeah, she's very funny, but
Christian,
she is a Rams
fan. Christian's a Rams fan. Okay. She's a Niners fan.
Fair enough.
I love Al Madrigal.
But he's doing all right. He doesn't need a Super Bowl.
That's the thing. It's like Kansas City.
You don't need a Super Bowl win based off how good your career is?
Yeah. Like KC has all of the unsuccessful comics, and those are more fun people to be around.
No, you've got some fame.
Rob Riggle, Paul
Well,
Redd.
Those that's upper tier. Yeah. Those are not
how do you
comedians.
Explain me
They're
liking
not
the
comedians.
Commanders. I got no credits, and I like
I
the Commanders.
You like. You
what do I need?
Team. You are a walking Jeff Hamilton jacket.
And you got your Kevin Hart credit.
But that's why we're friends, Jamel.
But that's why you have the Wizards.
Oh,
all right. We got to leave him alone. Eric Bieniemy just left him.
Come on. I'm hurting inside.
He walked out.
And went right
said,
back
fuck
to
you
the
guys,
Chiefs
walked
locker
right
room.
Into the Chiefs locker room.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was in the Chiefs locker room before the AFC Championship game, hyping our team up.
Oh. So
where
right
he should
to do
be.
It. Within his rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, as
good
a free
for
agent.
Him.
Well, Jamel, we are bringing it back to you. Worst storyline of the Super Bowl.
The worst storyline of this Super Bowl is the possibility that the Chiefs could lose. Everybody has decided on Earth, the entire Earth. Danny said the Chiefs was winning the Super Bowl at Chiefs Chargers at SoFi.
He did.
I did.
So he's been in since then. The rest of the Earth has caught up. Nobody is picking the Niners to win this game.
Oh, I am.
Okay. Megan Gailey. Okay.
To
little spice.
To make it more fun, or you really believe that?
No, I just think it's like one of I'm it's like I'm doing sort of like the reverse. It's like why I haven't watched The Bear yet. You know, it's like okay, well then I'll pick
what other show?
The 49ers and Abbott Elementary.
No, but Abbott won a bunch too.
Okay, well I'm picking.
Yeah, they got some.
No, got waxed by The Bear.
I'm picking one of my pilots that never got made.
That's the Commanders. That's what's watching the Commanders.
Commanders.
Anyway, listen, everybody has assumed that the Chiefs are going to win, rightfully so. And there's people joking about the possibility that, oh, it'd be fun if the Chiefs lost and Taylor Swift broke up with Travis Kelce on the field.
That would be fun.
That's not what's going to happen. If they lose, it's going to be cataclysmic, dog. It'll be the end of the Chiefs. If the Chiefs lose this game, it's actually the end of the Chiefs. And we wouldn't even see it coming. Andy Reid would retire like immediately. Now we're talking about Travis Kelce's going to New York so he could be with Taylor. She's working on her next album.
Going to New York or like playing for the Giants.
Playing for the fucking Jets.
Get out of here. Oh,
listen, it's all on the table.
You're saying he's going to play on the same team as Aaron Rodgers, who hates him for taking the vaccine?
Now they're boys, because now there's a new disease out. Because now the new disease drops and they team up.
But that's going to make them fight even more.
Listen.
I'm going to the movies.
Bieniemy's already back. He lets Jackson Mahomes coach. It could all go bad, son.
This is how it would happen.
Danny, I do think Jamel brings up a good point that...
About Jackson Mahomes coaching
the Chiefs? No. About things fall off when you least expect them. Like, you feel like you're in the middle of this Chiefs dynasty. You lose this game and, like... It could kind of crumble and never come back.
And they did try to do it several times since.
Dan is projecting.
It's really that because
I've
this
been
is
there.
Exactly what happened to the Eagles.
No, it's not exactly
now,
what happened
you guys,
to the Eagles.
Like Jalen Hurts plays the Super Bowl of his life, still loses. The defense falls apart, and now Jalen Hurts can't even complete the Philly special at the Pro Bowl game.
This is
Pro
what
games.
Happens when you lose that game, though.
That is crazy.
If you guys lose, it's going to be super duper fucked, man. Brittany might leave.
This is a warning.
Brittany's gonna leave.
Everybody's gonna leave, son.
Everybody's
leaving.
Brittany needs someone.
It's just gonna be Patrick.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be Patrick and his dad alone in that house. This is where it goes.
And Jackson's gonna date Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Look, if
and perform together and put an album out.
And a whole album, 10 tracks.
And it's just
10 tracks. They own all of them.
And it's him just. TikTok dancing to her music on the album.
But he gets an audio credit because you can hear
somehow
his feet.
He's part
you
of it.
You can hear his feet shuffle a little
she
bit.
She needs it. He's her muse in that scenario.
Listen, bro. Honorable mention. Also, the storyline that white people will get into Usher. Now, I know he's accessible and everybody knows, and oh my God. But I'm talking about white people like Ashburn, Virginia white people. Mm-hmm. Like the type of ladies Cliff Kingsbury's with right now. Listening to Usher.
Kingsbury white ladies are into Usher. You're talking about all of our dads. You're talking about Dan and my
dad. I'm talking about.
The white ladies are in. My wife is from Nebraska. She is all the way
in.
I'm talking about Usher album cuts, man. I'm talking about the lady calling the cops on you and you hear Here I Stand coming out of her car. That's what I'm talking about. A disaster.
My dad's going to watch and go, that's a talented brother.
What if that brother learned those moves? Does that brother have a permit for those moves?
He was doing so well until brother.
And he's going to be talking about Will.i.am in a full, like a 10-man suit. Oh, my God, when they drop him down from the ceiling.
Oh, you think
like,
we're getting that?
Oh, we're definitely getting Pitbull. Oh, my God.
We're getting Pitbull for sure.
I want a woman.
I don't want Pitbull. Oh, we're going to get Alicia Keys.
We're going to get Alicia Keys.
Probably that's the first.
No. These. I'm just thinking about
possible.
She's gonna
be playing piano. It's nice and slow.
My
and then
boo.
Usher's
My
come
boo
out.
Is a top five song
it's a good
of his.
Song. Yeah.
Is he gonna play nice and slow?
No.
I don't think he should.
That's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate, but I would love to see he bring
it's a great song.
Like have him bring Roger Goodell up into the chair and he writhes on him.
Yeah. He could also like it's 7 o'clock on the dot. We're going to the practice facility.
What?
Yeah, why do they never modify their lyrics? Why do they never modify the lyrics
Weird
for
Maggie.
The Super Bowl?
The practice facility?
Yeah,
it's the Super Bowl. We ain't practicing no more.
I know, but he's talking about how they got there.
Yes, the journey.
They go to the practice facility early. So we're not talking about 7 p.m. We're talking about 7 a.m. He's changing the time of day. And where they're going.
Also, I think central start time for the Super Bowl is 4:30, so it could be 7 o'clock on the dot during the Super Bowl while he performs.
Yeah,
for
what
some
time
people.
Zone was he talking about in the original version?
Atlanta. He's right. In Georgia.
So, so Eastern
this,
time. Yeah.
This has the potential to be cataclysmic. Nobody wants to see white people at the roller skating rink, okay? So I just don't – just let's all just make sure it doesn't happen. As long as the Chiefs win this game, I think we're all safe.
I agree. The country's safe, too. I feel like – a Niners win equals a Trump victory as well.
Let's just seal it up, man. Who cares? I don't want
anyone
any
winning.
Nope. Yeah,
Trump's
anyone.
Probably gonna win.
Yeah, Trump's probably gonna win is what we're saying.
Of course.
Okay, Megan, CJ, leave us with a prediction. Who you think's gonna win, and otherwise, just something that might happen in a commercial or on the field.
Vibrations.
What are you
feeling? I just know I'm gonna overeat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're
gonna
eat
in
a full
also,
deep dish. You gonna have a whole deep dish to yourself?
Yeah, and I'll probably have to yell at my kid a lot for standing on the couch in front of all you guys. So,
yeah.
I think the 49ers are gonna win, And my other prediction is that I snap at CJ at some point and then apologize after.
Mm-hmm.
That's like,
did you say this morning? You were like,
there's no time for this. We gotta
clean up or whatever, and you're like,
oh, I said the backyard. I go, oh, the backyard's messed up, and you go, I'll clean it, and then I said sorry, and you go, you could have offered to help, and it's like, well, I'm not gonna do that.
Public apology or private apology? Like, will you do it in front of the room, or are you gonna pull them aside and be like, hey, I'm sorry?
I'll probably snap publicly.
I don't think so.
Apologize privately.
We have a good system in place. Actually, we're doing quarters.
Yeah, So I'm going to watch Conrad for a quarter. But I thought you were going to – our system, I sort of set up the party and do all the shopping and cooking and cleaning. And, you know, I kind of, like, bought the house. And then CJ.
Oh, my God. Now, if you have any credits, if there's anything you want to promote, maybe, aside from owning the house.
And then CJ cleans up the party.
I'm definitely telling our therapist.
He's got a show called Casuals.
Can you guys do a cut down on that?
No.
He's got a show.
Yes.
Kyle, mark time code that.
Yeah.
No, I got it.
Bragging that she paid more for the down payment.
There it is.
There it is.
Another prediction. Usher takes his shirt off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think this is a lock.
I need his shirt to come off. I need it to come off.
This is the shit I'm worried about, dog. What if that happens for real?
I would like to publicly apologize to CJ.
Yeah, public apology.
That I said I bought the house. We bought the house together. It's our, and it's not a house. It's our home because we're there together.
Shut your ass up.
Damn. Do y'all have a podcast that y'all host together or something?
It got canceled.
It got canceled. Hey, but my new podcast starts today.
Wow.
Okay. Hey.
With John Wall.
Wait, for real?
Let's go.
Ah! That's what happened.
All right.
Go.
Please tell him I said hi. And also, I've got some mail coming to your office tomorrow.
Cool. Because I need to decorate the background. So.
You need some wizard stuff?
Yeah.
I have the Chinatown. I have the John Wall. Yes.
Megan Gailey, CJ Toledano, 5 Super Bowls in a row. Thank you for joining us.
What a streak.
See you next year.
What a streak. See you next year.
Colts.
No masks.
Colts win.
Commanders.
It's possible. It's technically possible.
Put a bet on that now. $10, you make $1 million.
You make $1 million just for doing it. Who knows if it actually happens?
Okay, back on the second half of the show, and we have Kyle Ayers joining
last
us.
Last game of the year.
Producer,
don't hold
finally
anything back.
On camera, Chiefs fans in the house. I'm surrounded by Chiefs Nation, including Jamel. I'm a part of it, too, because obviously I have turned my back on the San Francisco 49ers. But let's get into the game itself.
Sure.
I mean, let's preview this thing. Let's talk about it. I want to know where you guys are at. You're kind of getting used to this at this point. But I do want to just bring up one more time. Jamel brought up this interesting – you don't really know when something's going to end. I know it feels like we're in the middle of this Chiefs dynasty, and we most likely are. But there is a scenario where they kind of closely lose this game, and then the team just doesn't ever kind of get back to this form.
Why does
Since we
you,
saw them slipping this year anyway.
Why does it make you so happy to think
it doesn't.
About
it doesn't.
I can see the
light. No, I'm just presenting it.
There's a glint.
I like the
You're
Chiefs.
Like, there is a chance where they run a trick play, Mahomes catches a pass, and they never recover from that game.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, it's a bit crazy. The Patriots ruined what people think a team is. They completely ruined what you think a team is. People are like, man, does Mahomes need 6 to be great? And you're like, 6?
Yeah.
How many football players there been? At least like 50.
50 tops. That's top end.
Brady ruined it. He ruined it beyond what any player. If Bill Russell had played in the aughts, that's what this is.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, we gravitate to whoever wins the most. I mean, that was the same shit when Joe Montana. Joe Montana won 3.
Unobtainably. Joe Montana has 4, right?
He has 4. Okay. He's making us, I think the Tom Brady effect is why people are so angry at the Chiefs so quickly, because
we just did this.
Right. Because we just had a dynasty. And the only other thing, the only other teams that have broken through in the AFC even is those Roethlisberger Steelers teams. There's like that one outlier Joe Burrow appearance then Joe Flacco appearance.
I don't know. There's 10 years where Brady didn't win one in the middle of it
and
all.
Peyton.
There was.
And Peyton.
And people sort of just, he had two. If you split his career in half, he's like the 3rd and 5th best quarterback ever. Like if you split Brady's career in half.
Sure. I mean, with that, there's got that means there's got to be some losses coming. Greatest Chiefs
not necessarily.
I thought it was this season, but it's
I
not.
Always think of this. He's made six straight AFC championship games, so you assume you win half of those. He's actually won more than half. He's won four of the six. Then you assume you win half of the Super Bowls. He's already done that. So he's on like the 50-50 for someone who makes that championship game. He's like already ahead of splitting at pace.
When becomes the Mahomes era where he can win a Super Bowl 13-3? Like Tom Brady at
maybe
the,
yeah, Sunday.
Tom
dude.
Brady at the end was like doing nothing
this
and
is
still
the
winning.
He just defense, he just yeah. beat the top DVOA the team in 15 years, so, 17-10.
And he's playing. And I'm sorry to say this, but I don't think Brock Purdy is as good as Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen.
Thank you for apologizing.
Yeah, but
you know what, though? It's situational, though.
Yes, like, and the Shanahan genius.
Uh-huh, sure. I mean, you've got a running game that's good, but that's what the Chiefs are going to be keying in on. And then they're going to be trying to scare the dickens out of Brock Purdy. They're going to do the exact same thing that they did to Tua. It just feels like this is the opportunity for the defense to put the clamps
down.
I'm ultimately worried
about the Charles Omenihu injury because he is potentially the least heralded great player on the team.
He's great.
He is maybe the third best player on the defense this year. Fourth, yeah. If you have McDuffie and Snead as two people, which I don't. They're
it's
one person
just,
to me.
You know.
But I don't know. We'll see. I think it's going to be – I sometimes look at this 49ers team. I'm like, would Alex Smith have won the Super Bowl with this team? Because it's bananas, especially like 2015, 2016 Alex Smith. I think it's going to be good. I don't know. I'm like worried about the Chiefs.
Jamel's coming
stuff.
Around on Purdy, aside from his family calling him a trash.
Seeing him run.
It is the feet.
He had like 50 rushing yards.
Running is different.
That is his.
Wasn't it four first downs on four runs?
Yeah, it's X factor right now that I don't. That Alex Smith was a good runner. He was a good runner before his leg blew up.
He was the same runner. He was I can get a first. It wasn't like Mahomes who looks like he's running like Jack Sparrow. It was like constantly first downs.
That's what Mahomes does, too. He always gets a first down, seems like, whenever he takes off.
And he doesn't get sacked. He doesn't take negative plays.
When you have a good offense, when you have a lot of good skill positions, you have the luxury to run. And that's what Brock Purdy did in the last game. I just feel like Steve Spagnuolo has all this stuff figured out. Omenihu, good player, great player, potentially. But
also revenge game.
But Steve Spagnuolo is the secret sauce. He knows what to do to these quarterbacks. He knows exactly what they fear, and he brings them to he brings the fear to them.
I hate giving Steve Spagnuolo credit for anything.
Yeah, but
he's really good.
Because you know Andy really Reid's not the one dialing up defensive schemes.
I know.
He doesn't even touch.
Here's what I'll give Steve Spagnuolo for.
He stopped the 17-0 Patriots.
Yeah. He just says blitz. Hey,
Steve
guys,
Spagnuolo has
the
greatest
blitz.
Win.
He says let's play man.
Blitz.
He has the greatest win in the history of the league.
He does.
He has the single great. Maybe the Dolphins to go undefeated, you could say, is a great. But Steve Spagnuolo has what I think is the best win of all time.
The Dolphins to go undefeated? Yeah.
But I think that win against the Patriots is the best one of all time. You see how much crap has to happen to win any Super Bowl. The David Tyree helmet catch is like, people are like, yep, he did it. That was the luckiest shit. I mean, he was good, but it's like so much insane. The Chiefs. The
Chiefs are capable
a
of
lot
that.
Has. This is the craziest run for me of any of the Chiefs Super Bowl runs because a lot has gone wrong for the Chiefs.
It's the most unexpected one.
The Chiefs fumbled through the end zone and won the game, which I would love to see how many times if you fumble through your own end zone if you win the game still. They've had a lot of weird shit happen and still made it this far. I don't know.
Some may say serendipitous shit.
I'm not as confident as a lot of Chiefs fans are. But I'm not like, no longer am I going to say, you know, we have the better quarterback and we have the better coach. And that's a lot.
And the better defense.
Yeah, and the better defense.
Sorry, that's what our team is.
Do you have the fear that Brock Purdy has a little Eli Manning in him? Too dumb to know better. Like baby rattlesnake, I don't know. I'm too dumb to stop.
I don't think that he is experienced enough to become Eli. Maybe he will later, but Eli Manning didn't win the Super Bowl on his second.
He did not.
You know, this is the guy's second season and he's in the Super Bowl. He was a last round or, you know, final pick of all the picks. He's not. He might have confidence, but he doesn't have the experience to know not to throw that ball over the middle.
It will just come down to a mistake situation.
And
I mean, it's
more likely
so
to make
much
him.
About not making mistakes.
And
that's
why Mahomes is so
and
great.
And it's why Josh Allen is like, I mean, he's such a hump. Josh Allen's like physically the most insane football player I have ever. When we play the Bills, I'm scared when Josh Allen has the ball and they give it to him a lot. he's the quarterback. Some guy hands it to him almost every play.
That's true.
And it's wild. But then sometimes you're just like, what were Lamar's pick that he threw in that game? You're like, I felt bad because I like Lamar and I like the Ravens. And when he threw that pick, I was like, come on, man.
You're ruining your legacy. Whatever it was going to be.
It's just mistake-free stuff. I mean, Mahomes hasn't thrown a pick in like 11 plays.
And the only reason we were losing all regular season is because we were making mistakes. And now we're suddenly not making mistakes. And people are stepping
Jamel
up.
Jamel has a face like you're due for a mistake.
Give it to me, Jamel. give me the argument.
It's just somebody has to say something good about the Niners.
I love the Niners.
Sure.
They were not.
We can't just suck off
the 49ers were favored in every game.
Yep.
They're the last time a team was favored in every single game, the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl that year to the Bucs.
And I see all of these hype videos from like Niners accounts, and it's just like all about ultimate underdog stuff. I'm like, you guys are favored
in this game.
Every single
game. The Niners
game.
Are favored in this game.
When you have to dig into the bag for like 4-year-old stats, you're just not acknowledging the present situation.
I think it's going to, I don't know. I'm not like overwhelmingly, I'm like 53-47 Chiefs percentage wise. Like, and that's only me just wanting them to win.
Well,
and
I'm 90-10.
And Jamel, I'm a little close to the situation because I hate the Niners intensely.
You don't say.
The Chiefs eliminated my favorite team last season in this game. So as the furthest removed person, like I have too much at stake even between these two teams who aren't my favorite two teams.
But you know from your experience how the Niners get a little whiny. They get a little.
Oh, sure.
They blame this and that.
They're still whining. They're
that.
In the fucking Super Bowl and they're whining.
They're pre-whining. Like,
they're pre-whining. It's very annoying.
Oh, the field, the practice field is
dirty. Sorry, it rained.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what?
The tackles hold a lot.
Do you know what
they get called
like,
for it the most.
Yeah.
I've been getting upset at that. I usually don't care about the them complaining about the field and then their fans being like, why would they have – like not understanding that it alternates is like when I'm reading comments where kids are like, who's Killer Mike? And I'm like, it's not my fault you don't know stuff.
Yeah.
It's not the world's fault. It isn't. When people are like, this guy only – it's like you're complaining about something. It's not my fault you don't know how it works. And then it's just a collective like echo of people mad at a thing they don't understand. Like, it's not my fault you've never heard of one of the best rappers.
Right.
It's not it's your fault. It's your fault. It's not my fault you don't know the Super Bowl alternates who the home team is.
Right. We can't keep accommodating the dumb.
Anyways, I think it's going to be a really good game. I think Christian McCaffrey is going to make us look bad.
He's fine. Jamel was going
to
get
the baton. I was
going
to go to the Jamel, the actual outsider. No. No
He's
real
in
personal
a Chiefs jersey
feeling.
On camera.
I just like where you see this game. Obviously, the Chiefs are in the middle of a dynasty. The Niners kind of are too. They just haven't won a Super Bowl during this.
That's not a dynasty.
I agree, but they are on their cuspers. So, Jamel. Okay.
I mean, they just have the same system. It's not like they changed coaches or whatever. I mean, the Chiefs are the better team. Momentum. It feels like momentum is the most important it's ever been. Like the Niners have enough to beat you guys. But it's very based off momentum, like in the actual game. Like Chase Young decided he was going to make some good plays in the second half of that game. He
not
looked
in the first
terrible.
Half.
In the first half, he looked terrible. Yeah.
His film was
it's
so
like his
bad.
Career
yeah.
in one game.
He looked terrible in the first half of that game, and then there's something happens. They get one ball to bounce their way, and now
it is momentum.
Suddenly, he looks great.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen a bigger shift than that Ayuk bounce bobble.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? It's the Super Bowl and the conventional. I mean, obviously, the Chiefs are the most prepared.
The Niners have come back in both of their playoff wins at this point, too. So if you're up 10 in the second half, I don't think that necessarily puts the game away like
no,
whatsoever.
I mean, I don't think we will be because that's not our game either. We're not like blowing people out in the first half like we used to.
It's been very weird to watch both the Chiefs and the Niners play incredible halves of games they won
right.
throughout the playoffs. Like on tape is a half of how the Chiefs will beat you and how to beat the Chiefs back to back weeks. And the same with the Niners.
I mean, I think it's really, contain Mahomes. Like, you know, he wants to hold on to the ball and he can't escape. Keep him in the box and double Kelsey. And then whoever else whoever else can catch a pass, good for them. Rasheed
no,
Rice.
I mean, if I'm the 49ers.
Go ahead. Win the Super Bowl, motherfucker.
You double,
I'm on that plan.
I'm not letting Travis Kelsey win the fucking Super Bowl by no. Hell no.
That's a go ahead. I love
you double
that.
Kelsey
love
and
that.
Put Ward, who is at a very good season, on Rice.
He's,
and
go ahead.
Ward is at a very good season.
He's not even the best cornerback. He's like –
I'm like
the fourth best cornerback in this game.
I'm a big fan of a guy going and getting the bag and then still playing great. And that's what Charvarius Ward did. He took a he took the money. The Chiefs couldn't pay him. He left, and then he's been like as good as the con, which never happens. I'm like, I want to like give this guy a hug.
He misses the Chiefs. He wishes he was on the Chiefs, no matter what he says, and he is going to help us win. I think, Jamel, you're right that you know that there's a lot of momentum that the Niners have gained, but you know, if you in games, but if you're going to say like the Chiefs don't have momentum, if you're going to say the Chiefs don't know how to come from behind either, like these are the things we do.
I'm not saying that.
So it's just like I don't see where the clear Niners advantage is.
There really isn't one.
Running the ball. That's the
running
advantage.
The ball, but we have a good running back too, and they have a poor run defense.
I mean,
we're
about the same team. We have a worse run defense, and Nadi is out, and they have a clear advantage at running back.
They have a guy.
Their running back's the MVP of the league.
Yeah.
The Lions should have beat them. We all just need to acknowledge the fact that the only reason the Niners
Packers
should have
maybe
this
beat
them.
But that's how it works.
But that's like
that's
the game. That's like the ups and downs of the game. The Lions. Fucking Dan Campbell had an aneurysm. He couldn't kick a field goal.
Yeah.
They would have won that game. Yeah. If it was 30-24, they'd be in the Super Bowl
and
right
I think
now.
We
they
up
made
the Lions
bad
about
choices
the
that Andy Reid will not make.
And they dodged a bullet, just like the Chiefs been dodging bullets all year.
For five years.
So
we were down 24-0 the
first
playoff
game. What happens when you dodge one of those bullets? You do some miraculous shit.
I think
behind you gets shot.
Jackson.
Okay. Niners got a better running back. Niners got better linebackers.
Yes.
Chiefs got a better secondary, better quarterback.
Yes.
Receivers.
Niners got better receivers. Let's not do that. Let's not even.
Tight
end is a tie.
I think the Chiefs have two. I think the Chiefs have a better offensive and defensive coach. Although Shanahan is a great, great offensive coach, their defense is very boring.
Well, they do this. These
they
almost kind of line up and play.
That's
what the Eagles did last
year.
They
play how I play Madden, where I'm like, I'm going to sim.
Yeah.
And you just hope.
Right.
The last time the Chiefs played the 49ers, Nick Bosa looked like Trump lost again at the end of the game. Because they played their whole scheme was make Nick Bosa run the wrong way.
Yeah.
Right.
And Hardman's going to do that again. It's good. They're not going to give Hardman the fucking
ball.
I hope
they don't, but decoy him.
But he runs around. I mean, I hope they let Tony be the decoy that has to chip Nick Bosa. It sounds like a win-win in my book.
That's why I was hoping McKinnon would be active for this game, because I think he adds something that people should fear, and he's a good blocker. But you know what? Juwan Taylor, he just weirdly just today announced, this is Wednesday, just announced that his mother died a couple of days ago.
He wanted to say it early.
But you know,
it's Juwan Taylor. He wanted to jump the gun and tell you his mom died like 3 seconds before she died.
But he's holding on to that feeling.
Yeah.
And he is going to use that. And I feel like, I don't know, that's something too.
If he wins that matchup,
this game is over.
I think. Yeah, that's such a fun. If our most penalized player in the league takes down the racist god,
it feels like it's all hinging on Chase Young in my head.
I mean, there's a lot to be said about because he will get the one on ones, and he's not going to get chipped.
Bosa, yeah, exactly. Bosa's getting doubled. He's not.
You're scheming away from Bosa, which means Chase Young has to make plays.
The guy was loafing in the NFC Championship game.
I don't think he will. I think the Chiefs are going to win the fucking game. The path of possibility for the Niners rests with Chase Young.
The 49ers have two of like the 10 best real linebackers in the league, but the Chiefs have four very good linebackers. It's like a very weird position of strength
and
for the Chiefs, because they have like the Chiefs have like four archetypes of linebackers, where they have like Bolton, who is maybe like the smartest defensive player I've ever seen. Then they have Willie Gay, who can like chase quarterbacks. They have Tranquil, who's kind of like Mario in Mario Kart, where you're like, well, this is the default guy. And then they have Leo Chanel, who is a dumb idiot who runs as fast as he can at the ball.
And he can tackle anybody. And they're all going to have all 8 eyeballs are going to be fixed on Christian McCaffrey.
I hope.
And then the secondary is going to be focused on Brock Purdy.
Christian McCaffrey. The Chiefs, this is such a, my biggest fear, the Chiefs linebackers overcommit on outside runs a lot. And Christian McCaffrey is like the best running back. since like Chris Johnson at or Jamal at cutting back when you overcommit and getting 18 yards on a 2 yard run.
Also, yeah. You have Deebo Samuel, who they run outside all the time and can
in the backfield.
Use
yeah.
in
he's going to get locked up by Legarius Sneed. Is what's going to happen?
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will.
I don't think it's going to be a fun game to watch as a Chiefs fan.
But also, like,
play ball control.
I hate playing the 49ers. I hate how their offense is so frustrating to play against.
They can keep the ball from you guys for as long. They can try.
Oh, I would love it.
The Chiefs are going to try and do it, too.
If I was a 49ers fan, I would love this team.
Let's say
this. Or a football fan.
Let's say this. Just admit this as Chiefs fans, though. The amount of depression that I could attain from this game is so low because we've just won the Super Bowl, and we continue to be in the Super Bowl, and nobody's going to question that Mahomes is the best quarterback, and nobody's going to question that, you know, Travis is still great, and that Andy Reid's great, and Spagnuolo's
great. This is like the craziest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, we're riding a cloud here, and the Niners have all the pressure on them to win.
Maybe
one
if
final.
We lose, we'll be in less fucking ads.
Yeah,
I would like that, because honestly, when we're playing like ass during the season, and then it always cuts to a Mahomes commercial, it's a little frustrating.
If you're losing to the Bron, if you're like about to lose to the Broncos by 18, and then your coach is saying Nuggies, it like feels
rough,
crazy.
Man. I guess Shanahan is under a lot of pressure.
A ton.
It's been many years.
The 49ers are acting like
not yet.
The 49ers are acting like the Chiefs beat them last year, not 4 years ago.
Yeah,
and
but
the Super Bowl losses weigh on you. Never forget these things. You walk around for years.
I know.
Thinking
Travis is still mad about the Bucks, and I feel like the Chiefs Super Bowl loss to the Bucks is like the most forgiven loss because they were down five offensive linemen, and the quarterback made sideways throws that hit guys in the face. No one even holds
that
against Mahomes.
It was one of the best games I've ever
seen. And they lost by 20.
And there was a shitty pass interference penalty on Tyrann Mathieu. All
right, we don't need to do that.
So, Dan, you're the only one who hasn't really opined on your feelings about the game. I know that you're biased, but I think me and Kyle, having talked for most of this, we're pretty biased too. So you can give your opinion.
When biased.
I go to where Kyle mentioned the coach quarterback matchup. I know there's so many other players that matter in this game, but those two, you have to give the check marks to the Chiefs, like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I'm just taking that NBA Jam pair up over anybody.
Think about
like,
the past
I just
Rams
am.
Game,
like
the Patriots Rams Super Bowl, where you're like, well, the Rams have better skill position players.
They did.
The Rams have a better defense.
All the momentum.
The Rams,
Todd Gurley.
They had Rams
the best
have Todd
running
Gurley
back in the world at the time.
And a young quarterback in his second year in the league.
Yes. The first overall pick, but still.
And a good coach.
Couldn't
an offensive minded coach.
Couldn't run though.
Yeah, poor Todd Gurley. You know Todd Gurley is how old he is right now? He's 19.
Bro,
he's aging backwards.
Isn't
like
it
Benjamin
awful
Button?
To look up and see he's 29?
When did he blow? Did he blow his knee up in that playoff run? Or what did
it
happen?
The next
like,
year? I think?
I thought that he had come back in the middle
in
of that
hurt.
Season.
I think you're right.
Or like towards hurt. The end of that season. Because was it Henderson? Was there the Rams always hurt. Got some other running backs.
Such a long time ago. We would have waxed that Rams.
Oh, boy.
So the question to me, just start the game starts. Do you want the jib shot into the stadium to be the Chiefs are on kick return or kickoff?
Kickoff.
Of course. That's you have to
it's
do
a
that.
Comfortable feeling.
Think about the last year's game, knowing we are getting the ball in the second half and we're going to score. And I know it's a 10-point deficit, but you know it's a 3-point
people
deficit.
People don't realize
matters.
That, like, Andy Reid did something. He hired someone who knows what a clock is. And the Chiefs
those
are, like,
problems
the
are
Chiefs
long
are, like,
gone.
The greatest
yeah, no,
last
still bring
2 minutes
it up,
of
like,
the
it,
half
yeah.
thing ever.
Yeah.
They always get a field goal at the end of the first half and get the ball back. I really
it's
don't
their short
care
yardage
either
plays
way.
That they're dumb at. But
it felt good in
the
Ravens
the
game because the Ravens 3-and-outed immediately. And you're like, oh.
We're going to win.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, like, and the only reason we suck on short yardage is because we can't run Mahomes.
Can you this game, though?
Maybe.
Can you do it this
if,
game?
I think in the fourth quarter of this game, you can do it.
You
maybe.
Would get 13 yards if you ran a quarterback sneak.
No one
he would like do the
it.
Worm.
Yeah. He'd be like Daniel Jones. He'd go for 80.
Yeah.
That's like, my one Daniel Jones compliment of the year.
It's
you always compliment.
It does.
Daniel
it feels
Jones.
Weird. Doesn't yeah, this feel will. Different than other Super Bowl last week? I think I don't know if the rain did something, but like last week was weird and kind of the press feels shittier this time around. I'm so tired of seeing someone ask Mahomes about Kermit the Frog, and I'm like, you're an adult.
Right. It wasn't even the kid reporter. It was just a
the
guy.
Kid report. Multiple people asked Andy Reid about cheeseburgers after the kid already had the scoop.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck? This is too long.
They also asked Andy Reid about the field conditions of the Niners, which I was like, he has nothing to do with this.
They asked Andy Reid about the conspiracy theory that Taylor Swift is going to endorse Joe Biden after the Super Bowl, and he was like, I mean, he gave one of the all-time skillful non-answers that I've seen from a coach.
Yeah, he said, fuck Sleepy Joe.
Actually, I think Andy Reid, Republican, as all coaches are, but I think more on the moderate side. I think he's more of like a Paul Ryan Republican.
That's moderate now. That's crazy.
Paul Ryan. Yeah. He just likes that he works out.
Yeah, well, he likes a guy who is fiscally responsible.
It doesn't feel like the Super Bowl's in 4 or 5 days. This has been a bad, weird lead up. I haven't enjoyed the press. It's funny to watch people boo Mahomes. What are you charging this Goku up? What is happening?
Go ahead and do it. And then and anything that the Niners say that isn't completely gassing up the Chiefs team is going to be used. We've used it every week of this playoff.
Yeah, because they're psychopaths.
That's the move. You have to be the Niners. Just like, look, that's the best team ever.
Yeah.
They have the best quarterback ever. They're unbeatable. That to me is is what you say during all of media week.
They didn't watch The Last Dance? Like, we all did, I thought. All sports enthusiasts watch The Last Dance. You got to know.
Yeah, The Last Dance was made because he was mad LeBron won a title. Yeah, yeah. That's how psycho Michael Jordan is. LeBron was in a parade and Michael Jordan's like, green light the doc.
Yeah.
I think Michael Jordan did COVID so we'd all watch it. That's how crazy he is.
It is on the table. I'm not going to say that. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
If you asked him, he would at worst say that would be a good idea.
Much like the Niners having a chance in this game. That is also possible.
Right. If it happened, you'd be like, that was one of the options.
It's interesting that Michael Jordan has come up multiple times this show because you have Patrick Mahomes kind of creeping into that territory. This is the worst offense by far he's had. The defense is good, so it's hard for me to say this is the worst Chiefs team.
Is spectacular.
This is just four of Brady's rings team.
Yeah, this totally. Is its own totally. Thing. This is just Mahomes is just doing everything that Brady did, but faster.
The Brock Purdy, Harvey Lee Oswald stuff. It's
I was
Lee Harvey
Oswald. I was going to bring that
Jimmy
up.
Jimmy Lee
actually,
Harvey Oswald.
Harvey Lee Oswald sounds like a farmer's market.
Damn, I would go to that.
Are those Harvey Lee apples?
Yeah, I get toffee from that guy.
I was going to bring that up, expensive. Too. I didn't think that had permeated the culture as much, but I'm glad we're talking about it.
Well, you know, Dan.
It's uncanny.
Dan's
I'm sorry.
Culture is different than most cultures.
Yeah.
It is.
Terminally online.
Dan actually knew about this when he was a sophomore at Iowa State.
Mm-hmm. It's it's funny that somebody actually asked
if
him about
McCaffrey
it. And they were like, how do you feel about this? And Purdy was like,
someone asked him about
yes.
it?
Yes.
What are
yes.
we doing? Why is there 2 weeks?
It's so stupid. It's so bad.
How for the people at home who don't know Jermell Johnson, what are you talking about?
Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who...
well, I know who that
Brock
is.
Brock Purdy looks
but
exactly
what
like
say?
Him.
Oh, he looks like
he
him.
Looks exactly like
Like
him.
More than any of these other...
He really does.
Just type
things.
In the
really
keywords
does.
Quickly
what did Purdy say?
What can you say? He probably doesn't even know who he is.
Yeah,
he's 22.
He was like, He's like, I don't know.
They're
going to
run a They're going to run a play when McCaffrey throws a touchdown and they have a second shooter in the game on the grassy. He's probably worried they're practicing on a grassy knoll.
That's what Purdy's going to need to win this game is a miracle bullet.
Just the trajectory of the football just takes off sideways.
That Ayuk helmet hit was like the bullet that traveled.
Plus, they both support RFK.
Even if the thing is, even if Brock Purdy pulls off what Lee Harvey did, you still get shot the next day and die. So
I think the Niners would take that.
Was it the next day?
I think it was the next day.
It was pretty
sheesh.
Soon.
Yeah.
So who's our Jack Ruby then? Taylor?
Yeah, I think so.
Jackson.
She's
Ruby.
The archer.
Oh, yeah. Jackson's got to do it. You know what? Jackson will redeem himself if he shoots Brock Purdy.
All right. Official predictions. Jamel, let's get some scores out here. Are we all really going to pick the Chiefs in this game?
I mean, I won't just because it's a comedy show.
You were just saying you were going to
you
the whole
the Cowboys.
Game.
I'm going to pick
Cowboys 50.
The Cowboys. Yeah, nah, I mean, yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win. It's just too the smart money says Chiefs, but I resent the idea that the Niners don't have a chance. I don't even think Brock Purdy has to have some sort of perfect, miraculous game.
He hasn't
yet. And they win games all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I think he's got skill guys all over the field who do have to play that game and are able to. That being said, Some sort of fucked up number.
Yeah, yeah. Fucked up number.
Fucked up number for sure.
2-0.
27-24. Niners.
That's not fucked up.
That's not fucked up
that's
at all.
That's high. I would say that's a little high.
I did bet the over. I have some bets going, actually.
You bet the over.
What's the line? What's the number?
I bought some points.
Let me guess it.
I bought some points, but I'll tell you what it was.
Is it 42 and a half?
Let me see.
That's what I'm going to guess it is.
It should be higher than that. I thought it was like almost 50.
No, it's not almost 50.
I think we all agree the middle of this game is going to slow down.
It's 47 and a half.
Yeah, so it's close to 50.
So 27-20 is exactly, though.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to get there. I'm predicting 23-16 Chiefs.
Okay.
I think it's one of those kind of things. We rely a lot on field goals in the second half, keep them at a distance. They try to come back, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, yeah.
I also bet Patrick Mahomes Super Bowl MVP as the playoffs started. At plus 1,000 odds.
Oh, nice. Very smart. I mean, that's just very smart.
Why wouldn't you? Every playoff.
Who else?
Watch Isaiah Pacheco get it.
Yeah, he probably will.
Who else is even eligible? If Pacheco gets it.
If Pacheco gets it, was Daryl Williams? Darren Williams, the running back the Chiefs had last week. Are you fucking kidding me with this shit?
Pacheco even having a good game requires passes from Mahomes.
You know, Rashee Rice is 146 yards away from the rookie playoff. Which, first off, is a testament to how insane Ja'Marr Chase was his rookie season on that run.
He's very good.
146 yards from the rookie playoff receiving record.
So you're about to say what? He's not.
No, I was
going to
say
game?
Travis Kelce catches one touchdown in this game and gets over 50 yards, and he's winning MVP because the NFL wants it. The NFL wants him.
So you're subscribing to the NFL wants stuff.
I think in terms of the MVP, you know, they don't pick the MVP. After the game,
right.
It's happening
it's like
during
the
game.
In the beginning of the fourth
quarter,
they're gonna get
together in a little boardroom. They're gonna be like, "Look, did he do enough? Okay, Mahomes has gotten
is
the last two in the Super Bowl,
so
they pick it before because Mahomes
before the game's over.
Won the one in the 49ers game purely based off of the last 7 minutes of the game.
Well, it's not. It's like at the 2 minute warning or whatever.
Is Taylor's record label involved in this?
They should be
in the room.
I think
she's
indie, dude.
Oh, so
she's talking about Super Bowl MVP Taylor's
version. But if her people aren't having talks with the NFL right now, if she's not sitting down at a long table with Goodell and a bunch of gray-suited dudes to script this whole last 2 minutes of the game out, then she's doing herself a disservice. She could make another couple of billion dollars and then run for president. And Travis Kelce, second gentleman, Super Bowl MVP, I mean, they'd be running this country like Stalin for the next 30 years.
Chiefs 17, Niners 9 is where I'm headed
in
this game.
I love it.
I can see a lot of bullshit in this game for sure. Defensive.
Feels like that. This is.
I mean, but that's how a lot of these big games are. I mean, at least in this playoffs, right? Two quick scores and then.
Everyone's scripted plays are effective. And then, adjustments bring it to a screeching halt.
Yeah.
I feel like Kyle. You might be in just a bubble of negativity it's been terrible out in LA the last 3 days.
Maybe.
Had a lot of work to do. You've had a lot of stuff. you've been holed up in a garage for a week.
What are you talking about?
I feel like you're not feeling the great vibes that I'm
feeling. I have not enjoyed the press week like I usually do. If the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, I'm usually like, show me every bootleg T-shirt. Show me all this crap.
Oh, I can't wait
Give
to get a new hat.
Give me every podcast.
I've
Do me
worn
all
this.
This
hat too
but here,
much.
The thing about the Chiefs are now such a fucking brand. I don't enjoy the Kelce podcast anymore.
Oh,
I used to, but now it's 750 ads. Every 3 minutes,
right.
They're selling me an ad.
That's why God invented the scroll
and then
bar.
The beginning is just ads. Or like they're like, we're going to take a fan mention. And our fan mention this week is from Buffalo Wild Wings Twitter. And I'm like, well, that's an ad. Like, don't do this to me. There's nothing I hate more than brand infiltration. Maybe like Nazis or some shit, but like it's close. So that's why I'm rooting against Bosa. And anyways, I haven't enjoyed the lead up to it as much. Maybe it's the rain. Maybe it's because I was busy with shows. It's because everything is so branded now. The only fun stuff has been like Chris Jones presser where they asked if he has any Usher on a playlist and he goes, no, why would I have Usher? And then he's like, I love Usher and respect him, but I'm not listening to him. He's like,
right.
New Usher stuff. And then then you see everyone like, well, we shouldn't have asked that.
So I do like to scroll Twitter just to make sure, like during the show, that we haven't missed anything. an instant correction. It was actually Juwan Taylor's grandmother. It was incorrectly.
That's a big difference.
That's a big, huge difference.
It was actually.
That means they were definitely homies.
Yeah.
Nobody doesn't like their grandma.
She could have been like a mother, perhaps.
But also,
it was inaccurately reported.
There's an age thing there where that's more of a. Rarely is someone like sucking because a grandparent died. It's only a motivational death.
Grandma's. Die. I mean, let's just call it.
Yeah, I did. I read about that.
Las Vegas local, which is something I a drunk guy is climbing the sphere right now.
Oh,
he
shit.
He is on top.
Jared Leto.
This guy is up here. I'm saying that the week of madness is.
Maybe
really
he's trying to free
right
you too, because I feel like you two's been stuck in the sphere since their show.
Oh my God,
it's really nice to know who's the craziest guy. Like, we can, like, you're walking around Vegas and you're like, man, there's a bunch of crazies here. I wonder who's the craziest. And he is currently.
Yeah, you're trying to win the title.
We didn't get to talk. You guys didn't talk about it earlier, but I think that the thing about Vegas is that, because it is a little back, right? Where it's like very cool and fun. I do agree with that.
Chanel says it's back.
The thing, the money is up.
The saddest thing in the world is Vegas at 11 a.m. The saddest thing in the world. Vegas at 8 a.m. sometimes you still got some people from the night before.
Yeah.
Sure.
Vegas at 10 or 11 a.m. is the actual saddest thing in the world because there's still people doing the stuff and the sunlight is like flickering
right
off of
them.
A
yeah, yeah.
slot machine.
Wow.
And the saddest thing in the world, and like there's like a drunk guy dressed like Olaf at a slot machine.
Elvis.
But Vegas at night is like a fever dream of potential. And then Vegas in the 11 a.m. is so sad.
Well, that's why you skip over to the Caesars buffet and just hole up there for the next hour and a half. It's there's a 90-minute maximum for how long you can sit at that buffet.
The Wynn,
I don't know if you know,
has
that
good buffet.
A Wynn, but it's too far down the strip.
Wicked Spoon.
Wicked Spoon's great. Mm-hmm.
Wicked Spoon's
I don't know if it's not as good as the Bacchanal, though.
Anyways.
Anyhow,
score prediction
Danny
from
it hasn't been
Kyle
as fun.
Score
prediction. I'm excited for the game. I am going to go Chiefs 25. 25-20.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it will be maybe 25-19. I don't think it's numbers. It might be a scoregami type of like where these
points
coming
from. That's
what
we're looking
for. Yeah. There it is. That's our season.
That is our season. We will be back next week.
Yeah, we'll do a post-op.
Talk about the game and how wrong we all were, which we will be.
To not even recap the game.
So let's get into our final mailbag of the year.
You've got mail.
Okay, every week, especially in Super Bowl week, the Sorry We Love Football headquarters flooded with mail. I mean, flooded with rain at this point here in LA as well.
Yeah, I got a soggy one.
And we got some soggy mail to read. Who wants to go first?
I'll go ahead.
Jamal's going to go.
Sure, this letter looks like it came from Vegas. Letter comes from Walker, Texas Rain Nerd.
Okay.
In Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, guys, big fan of the show. As well as being an amateur meteorologist, I'm also a bootleg technician. And I'm here to let all of your listeners know I'm going to be in Las Vegas selling my finest wares outside of Circus before and after the game. Come through while supplies last. If you aren't familiar with my work, I'll let you know. I take bootleg sporting event merchandise to the next level. A picture of two helmets with the day and date is so bland. And if you want to spice your wardrobe up, I'm the guy to see. Here's what you can expect from my stand. I have a shirt with Brock Purdy throwing a touchdown to Jesus.
Oh.
I also have Brock Purdy looking like a Family Guy character. I also have Brock Purdy with a fat butt that says the words thick filet on the back. And the pièce de résistance, Brock Purdy smoking a blunt with SpongeBob.
Yeah.
See this and more outside of Circus before and after the game. It'll be a $25 Uber from the stadium. Thanks, guys. Peace.
Thank you, Walker.
Texas Rain Nerd.
I kind of want to get my hands on some of this Brock Purdy merch.
Or create some.
I mean,
I need to get on it.
Look, there's unlimited potential. I mean, we haven't even gotten to the Brock Hard.
Brock and Morty?
Stuff. You right. can Brock and Morty. I mean, you can do
You got
the,
a Purdy mouth?
The the Deliverance Brock sure. Purdy shirt. You can do the him as... What, one of the Looney Tunes characters pointing a gun at you and it says Warner Brother? What's it
oh,
say?
See, if you see the cops, Warner Brother.
If you see right, the cops, right, Warner Brother. Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
But yeah, just Purdy pointing a gun at you. Yeah.
Barrel right in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, he does look like Lee Harvey Oswald, but he also has cop face.
You could also.
He has young yeah. cop young who's going to die because.
Oh, in the movie, he's yeah. the young cop who dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Kittle dressed like Bugs Bunny and Taz with backwards. Remember when they did Bugs Bunny and Taz dressed like Crisscross, but with Kittle and Perkins?
Damn, maybe Chris. I hope Crisscross shows up for the Usher Super Bowl halftime.
Do they have a song together?
It's a picture.
One of them's dead.
It's a picture.
Shit. Is it Cross?
R.I.P. It might be Chris. I ain't gonna hold you.
We got a picture of Drake jerking off, but it's Brock Purdy's face, and it says Champagne Purdy.
Let's keep going.
Same penis? Is it a different? Is it a photoshopped?
I think it's like a football over the penis.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways you could take it, man.
Yeah.
Purdy woman. And it's Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan. Like,
oh, I love
with
it.
With the lean. There's many options.
Okay. I have a piece of mail here. Let me just open this up real quick. I have a letter from Giselle Bundchen.
Bundchen.
It says, hey, guys. Was a big fan of the show.
Jeez.
But what's this fucking bullshit about the Eagles hosting a game in my home country of Brazil to start the NFL season? They should not just get to automatically be our home team. First, they should have to beat our national team, also known as the BBLs. Mm. All of our fans obviously wear fake asses, kind of like how the Packers wear cheese on their heads. And these guys are diehards. So to play here, first you have to beat our team. We're fucking stacked. Our DBs are little kids with machetes. Our wide receivers are all supermodels. Our coach, obviously Christ the Redeemer. Don't forget who our quarterback is. Benjamin Brady, a.k.a. Tom Brady's next of kin, who, yes, has dual citizenship, is Brazilian.
Brazilian national, Ben Brady.
What is football without nepotism? So we look forward to crushing Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts any day of the week. Please try and help me get this game on the schedule in August before that actual game happens. Eagles versus BBLs. Who says no?
I want to go to that game because you know the concessions are just going to be you get to flip the little card and they bring meat around here to your seat and they cut you little pieces of meat.
Bacon wrap fillets. Man, that's a tea. Hey, they're fucking. What's Tranquil going to do when he sees Ronaldinho and Ben Brady coming at him?
Exactly. I don't know what we're going to do. But I look forward to the matchup. And hey, football in Brazil. This is out of our wildest dreams. When we started the show, I don't think they had done Germany yet. They hadn't done Mexico yet. They are now going into Brazil. Like, where is the NFL going next?
Did the people in Brazil ask for this?
I don't think so.
Were they, like, standing around?
They had to do some preliminary research. I'm sure they did a couple of polls in Brazil to figure out if anybody gives a shit.
The kids from City of God are watching Carolina Panthers.
Well, they're in their 40s now.
What?
Yeah, that makes it is an older man's sport.
Wasn't the World Cup, the most recent one in Brazil, kind of a disaster?
Well, they lost bad. They just got the shit beat out of them in Brazil. Oh, and then one of the stadiums was in a rainforest. And so it was like people couldn't breathe. Because it was, like, too hot.
Right. And then, like, jaguars. I thought because they were wrapped by boas.
Well, they might have got wrapped by boas. Somebody got attacked by a jaguar outside the stadium.
Right. Oh, my God.
Parrots was dropping down on motherfuckers a little bit too heavy, but.
You licked the wrong toad before the game, and.
Yeah. And then that stadium is a bus depot now. It's not even a stadium no more.
Danny, do you have the final letter this
season?
I do.
And like I do every week, I'm dipping deep to the bottom of the bag.
Saw him swim down there.
Hey, guys, this is David Copperfield. I'm writing from Nick Bosa's hotel room, where he has me chained to the shower door, beating and branding crosses into me for the last 3 days because he thinks I'm a demon. I slip this letter through the drain, tied to my own finger. I pray this finds you. Please call the cops. P.S. Big fan of the show.
He wrote it one-handed and then
without a finger, you could still figure it out. You just grip the he didn't say index finger.
That motherfucker is magic for real.
He's really magic.
Damn. Well, I hope he got out of there, but since it's gotten mailed.
Well, I think we are his only hope.
Oh shit. Please.
We have a few days to rescue this man. Danny, bring up a great point. Magic at the Super Bowl. I can't remember another Super Bowl incorporating magic, which they're going, they have to do it in Vegas.
They must have. Hold on. You're telling me when Fox had it, they didn't do the Magician Secrets one Super Bowl?
No, man. I don't remember
what was
it.
That guy's name?
Traitor?
Yeah.
That guy was blackballed
snitch
from the entire
magician?
Industry.
The snitch magician?
Damn.
Yeah. Fox definitely had him pop out for one of them Super Bowls.
Well, I agree, though. There's so many opportunities to use Vegas, and Magic is among the best one. If Usher is joined on stage by Chris Angel.
Oh, man.
That'll make me say, Danny,
final thoughts on the season.
I just found this out as a fun fact. When the Chiefs win this Super Bowl, we will have more Super Bowl wins as a franchise than the Washington football team.
Good for you guys. Did that pretty quick. It took us 50 years?
Well, one of ours is from 50 years ago.
Oh, true. Oh, yeah, right. You guys.
But then the other three.
The Ice Bowl.
Yeah. The other three is all Mahomes, baby.
Nice.
Jamel, final thoughts on the season.
Well, I'm glad that the train wreck that is the Commanders is still crashing into the wall. I'm glad Bieniemy got out of there. Hopefully he'll get to coach the Chiefs soon.
Yeah, he'll be back.
My final thought on the season is what I would like to see happen is now that we're talking about Magic, let's incorporate the newest NFL ambassador, Magic Johnson, into some sort of magical happening on the field.
Sure.
That'd make me happy.
Isn't he the reason you guys lost Ben Johnson? He was like, you're all basketball guys. I don't like this team.
Well, and the owner owns the Sixers.
Yeah.
And he's hanging out with Magic Johnson. They are basketball guys. It's fucked up.
Hey, sorry for mispronouncing Sao Paulo earlier.
I'm sorry for implying that there's no sisters in Ashburn. I know y'all out there and y'all doing it for yourselves. I'm just worried about my coaching staff and where their intentions are.
Sorry, the villains are going to win another championship. And sorry, we fucking killed it this year. We're the Mahomes of podcasting.
Yes.